No, it wasn't, Sam. And, you know, at the end of that first half, you were thinking, okay, the Jaguars are going to score here. They're going to put it in the end zone. It's going to be like last week against Indianapolis. And it didn't happen. The interception by Blake Bortles was a costly one. And here's how it looked on film.
When the Jaguars lined up, I loved what I saw. Desmond Trufant, the corner, one-on-one against Allen Robinson. Throw it to Allen Robinson, one-on-one, perfect matchup. Doesn't happen. They come to the opposite side of the formation. The play is designed to have Allen Hurns wipe out Ishmael, the safety, and allow Mercedes Lewis to flat. Julius Thomas will carry the outside defender back to the corner of the end zone. So it's a design play. If Mercedes is jumped, then Blake would have an option of coming back to Allen Hurns to the inside. But it doesn't happen. Unfortunate. But the one thing that I love about this play, how many quarterbacks in the league make this tackle? In my opinion, none. Absolutely none. I love the effort. I love the competitive spirit that Blake Bortles possesses. And I also love some of the effort that other players gave, including the big man, Jeremy Parnell, at the top, giving you everything he's got. Now, the next opportunity the Jaguars get when they're down there, right? Same thing. Great matchup, Trufant versus A-Rob. Throw it to him, right? 31 personnel, 3 tight ends, 1 back. They do it this time, and it works. The NFL, in my opinion, is about matchups. It's not about scheme. It's about matchups, and I like the fact that they went back and took advantage of this matchup.
Going back to the tackle that Blake Bortles makes, a great play by a quarterback, and I'm telling you now, there's not many people that would do that. You'd like to eliminate the interception, but I think sometimes in failure, you can discover great things about individuals, and I think we did about Blake Bortles on that play, Sam.